Grace and peace to you in the name of our Lord and Savior, risen from the dead, Jesus Christ. Amen. I was watching America's Test Kitchen this week, and one evening I saw a great recipe idea for the grill. Spicy fish tacos with grilled pineapple salsa. Does that sound good or what? Huh? My eyes were glued to the television for about 5 minutes during that segment, and I almost got the checkbook out to write East Tennessee Public Television a check, but then I got distracted by the next segment on America's Test Kitchen, sesame seed crusted salmon. Oh, the secret was to brine both the salmon and the sesame seeds before you put the tahini sauce on the salmon and cover it with the sesame seeds and cook it. Does that sound good too? Yes. So you can see I was very much attracted to fish this week, and I'm secretly hoping fish tacos will magically appear on the menu on Monday. Where's my wife? Oh, she's at home. The disciples of Jesus seem to have fish on their mind too. Fish, this week in our gospel from John 21. Here's a little context. They had seen the risen Christ twice before. But Jesus was no longer with them 24/7 like he used to be. Things were different. He'd show up, but then he'd disappear. Kind of like your kids when you call them to dinner, but then after dinner when it's time to clean up, where are they? The disciples did not have Jesus with them 24/7. And this was a new and different way of living. Ever since Jesus had called them, saying, "Akaluthe me, come and follow me," for 3 years he had been with them day and night. And now, things were different. They followed him to the cross. They saw the fruits of that. They'd seen him risen from the dead. Amazing, still in shock probably a few weeks later. But also the shock had to be that Jesus was no longer there teaching, leading them where to go next. Change is hard. What do you do when that person you love is no longer there? There's an empty chair at the table, a missing cook in the kitchen, the family gatherings, one less, the chores, a few more. You see, everything is different now. The disciples were not used to being the leaders, they were used to being what? The followers, right? The new life that they were called to live out as the church was not spelled out in great detail on how to go on. No 10 steps on how to be the church. Jesus didn't leave such a book behind, did he? No worst case scenario guide. And no Jesus there as before teaching and leading them where to go next. How do you balance things? That's a question we often ask ourselves. I suppose they asked it too. What part of their life was to be normal versus what part of their life was to be the church? Were they supposed to be the church 24/7? Or was there a time to go fishing? I think you'll see in the text today that being the church, the representatives of Jesus, is not confined to 1 hour each week or just when people are watching. The church is the church at all times. When you're fishing, when you're studying, when you're working, when you're traveling to and fro, when you're at play, when you're doing acts of service, when you're eating lunch with friends, that's when you are the church. Being the church is not defined by an activity or a task, but a calling to be in every situation. You see, when Peter said, "I am going fishing," and the other disciples said, "We will go with you," they may have thought that they were taking a break, or perhaps being tempted to go back to life as it was before they met Jesus. I mean, several of them were fishermen, after all, before they were called to follow Jesus. And now that he's gone, they're like, "What do we do?" "I'm going fishing." "We will go with you." But in reality, Jesus was teaching them here a new normal. And the new normal involves faith, to believe that without him, you can do nothing. Without Jesus, they could catch no fish. They were out all night, and they caught nothing, not a thing. So Jesus appeared to them a third time since being raised from the dead and asked, "Children," implying that they have a fatherly, childlike relationship now, right? "Do you have any fish?" They said, "Nada." "Cast the net on the right side and you will find some." So they did. Now, of course, they were not able to haul it all in for the quantity of fish. Without Jesus, normal life was lacking. It was insufficient. It didn't produce anything. All their efforts, nothing. With Jesus and his word, even though they didn't even see him yet, understood it was him, the new normal was abundant catches. More than enough. 153 fish. The net not even torn. "Come and have breakfast." Even his disciples need to eat. And none of his disciples dared ask, "Who are you?" They knew it was the Lord. And Jesus came and took the bread and gave it to them, and likewise with the fish. The new normal was life with Jesus 24/7, even when doing normal activities, even when you are doing normal things, unchurchly things, unclean things, even disappointing things, when you labor hard and you catch nothing. Until those brief moments where you are surprised by Jesus, amazed to see God's hand at work, teaching you once again to trust in the midst of a normal life, that God is there, working, present. He is for you, not against you. He will prosper your work and defend you. He's already made you clean by your baptism. Now learn again to trust in him. Even when you can't see him, trust in his word and his purposes for you. Learn that without him, you can do nothing. Whether or not I get that fish tacos for dinner this week, God provides me the fish and the family and the friends, all that I need to support this body and life, including salvation and eternal life. Therefore, I will be the church wherever I go. The new normal is life with Jesus 24/7, 365 days a year, lasting into eternity. Even when things seem normal. And to him, the Lamb that sits upon the throne, and the Lamb, and be blessing and honor and glory and might and peace forever and ever. Amen. And may the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, keep your hearts and your thoughts in the faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.